This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. AFP News Agency reports the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has arrived outside the capital, Kyiv, where Russian forces are accused of having killed civilians. On a tour of Borodyanka, Guterres hears from an interpreter conveying a Ukrainian military official's description of damage from bombing by Russian warplanes. Russia's defense ministry said Thursday that Russian missiles had struck four military targets in East Ukraine overnight, destroying two missiles and ammunition depots. Long before the first Russian troops arrived at the border near Ukraine, Kremlin-backed hackers had infiltrated Ukraine's cyber networks. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has more.
Russian-supported hackers were pre-positioned in a variety of networks in Ukraine by March 2021, creating footholds used later to collect strategic and battlefield intelligence or to facilitate future destructive attacks. The group, in its report, says early in the invasion, a cyber attack that also affected European broadband users knocked out satellite service to Ukrainian military, police, and other institutions. Nearly half the attacks have been against crucial infrastructure, sometimes coordinated with military attacks. Ukrainian defenders with outside help have also had success, including the blocking of a Russian attempt to add electricity to millions of Ukrainians. I'm Tim McGuire.
Beijing closed some public spaces and stepped up checks at others on Thursday as the Chinese capital imposed another round of mass COVID-19 testing on most of its 22 million residents. Authorities locked down a number of residential compounds, office blocks, and a university after infections were found, while some schools, entertainment venues, and tourist sites have been closed. The city Thursday reported 50 new infections from the previous day, up from 34 new cases posted on Tuesday. Beijing has found over 160 cases since April 22nd, more than half in Xiangyang, the city's most populous district known for its nightlife, malls, and embassies. The city is trying to avoid a mass lockdown similar to the one imposed on the financial hub of Shanghai, where residents are experiencing critical shortages of food and medicines while they remain shut inside their homes. Israeli soldiers shot dead a Palestinian in the occupied West Bank on Wednesday, medics in a military group said, in clashes that erupted after an arrest raid. It was the second time in 2 days that Israeli forces have killed a Palestinian during an overnight incursion, a death the Palestinian Foreign Ministry condemned as a summary execution. The Israeli military said its forces had apprehended two suspects in what it described as counterterrorism activities in the city of Jenin. Subsequently, it said dozens of Palestinians threw rocks and explosive devices and opened fire at the soldiers, who responded with live ammunition. Astronauts aboard the International Space Station welcomed four new crew members Thursday morning. They arrived at the orbital outpost 16 hours after a spectacular launch from NASA's Kennedy Space Center before dawn Wednesday morning. The four astronauts will spend the next 6 months aboard the ISS. And recapping our top story, AFP News Agency reports that United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has arrived outside the capital, Kyiv, where Russian forces are accused of having killed civilians. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News. We'll be right back.